Hear the word of the Lord in his first coming from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This enrollment first came to pass when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed wife, being great with child. And it came to pass that while they were there, the days were fulfilled that she should bring forth. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, and keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they feared with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For to you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, in the city of David. And this shall be the sign to you: you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory in the highest to God, and on earth peace, goodwill among men." We also read in the word of the Lord's second coming from Apocalypse Explained, number 1210. Praising God means to acknowledge or confess and worship Him. In many passages in the Word, the expression "praising God" means to confess Him with the heart and with the lips, thus also to worship Him. To praise God has a similar meaning as hallelujah, because hallelujah means praise God, and that means, as has been said before, the voice of joy and gladness in confessions of God and in the worship of God. To praise God means confession and worship because the Lord has no wish to be praised and glorified from any love of himself, but only because of his love for mankind. Man cannot help but praise and glorify the Lord, that is, give praise and glory to him when he acknowledges in heart that there is nothing of good in himself, and that he can do nothing by himself. And on the other hand, that all good is from the Lord, and that the Lord can do all things. When a person acknowledges this, he puts aside what is his own, which has to do with selfishness, and opens all things of his mind, and in this way gives room for the divine to flow in with good and with power. This is why it is necessary for man to be in humility before the Lord, and why humility can be from no other source than self-acknowledgement of what we are like without the Lord, and acknowledgement of the Lord and his goodness. According to this acknowledgement, a person receives the Lord. That to give praise to God and to praise God mean to acknowledge or confess him, and from acknowledgement of heart to worship him, is evident from many passages in the Word, including in the Christmas story. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.